שלום רב, שלום לכל קבוצות אסיה, אפריקה,
Hello Rav. Hello to all our groups. We have a meeting once every three months. We get excited for this meeting. I have our coordinators with us, Anthony, Mutlu, and Omri, that are in charge of Africa. And Rav, just to update you, we have questions from all the continents. The groups will ask. First of all, for the first time, we're going to have a virtual global congress that's going to be managed by Asia on the 6th of December. All the friends from Asia will manage the content and everything. It's the first time that such a thing is happening. Another thing is that we're doing... A bunch of people have registered for CABU, for our learning center. It's the first time we're going to have physical groups in groups in Asia. They're going to go through, they're registering and go through the whole process. It's according to the Asia time zone. The lessons will be according to their time. There's a big gap of times, and it's the same time zone as Europe, so we'll do something very professional. We'll bring thousands. They'll go through the... We hope we'll have lots of additional groups in Africa and Asia. Now we're going to start with Ariel, the Filipinian. He's going to ask for all of Asia. Ariel, you can start.
Hello, Rav. In behalf of Asia and Africa, we have a lot of questions here. And the first question is from Japan. Rabba said that we are dead during the state of descent. What should we do when in the state of descent? Question from Japan.
It's a great study to learn what to do in a descent. And I don't think that you can learn so much. It is written, there's no smart person like an experienced person. Only through experience, through the ascents and descents, can a person begin to understand to the extent that he can't manage himself, to the extent that he only... is led during the descent, and he has no ability to do anything. You can only do two things, only. Either he can give himself to the group, and the group carries him, helps him to get out of the descent, throws him a rope, and pulls him out of the place that he's in, pulls him up. And this can only happen if they prepare a connection between them in advance, before the descent. Or that he simply goes into a state of being frozen, that he knows that this is a time that he has to get through, and what will be will be. He'll close his eyes and not get into anything. This is actually how he behaves. Next
one, Ariel. A question from Australia. Should the Australian Congress be focused on internal connection for the tents or for the wider public as well?
I think that 80% of the time we need to deal with ourselves, how we connect in order to reveal the Creator. What kind of connection we have to have between us in order to reveal the Creator. And only 20% of the time we will talk about dissemination. And also in dissemination, we need to speak because we need dissemination. We need it, not them, the people we're disseminating to, the people we are promoting to and disseminating to, but rather because we, without dissemination, we cannot connect to the new forces, receive them for ourselves, and over that to rise up, up in the stairs. So we have no choice but to divide the time of the Congress this way and our time in general, 80% for connection between us and 20% toward external dissemination.
Next one, Ariel.
But I want to add that in that 80% time of ours, it includes the connection we have with all our groups in the world, not just Australasia. Yes, please.
Seventh question from the Philippines. How do we manage our own expectations on the outcome of our dissemination activities? Questions from the Philippines.
When we go out to disseminate, we are integrated with the deficiencies of other people, of groups. And when we're integrated with these deficiencies, when we're studying, when we're connecting between us, there are deficiencies for advancement, for connection, against the problems in their personal lives, corporal lives. All this that we integrate with them works and helps us to be pulled further toward connection between us. Therefore, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's a simple law. I don't work on my deficiencies. I don't work on my deficiencies, but rather on the deficiencies of the people. And this way, each does for others. And in this way, we come to integration and revelation of the Creator in this connection.
Next one, please.
Questions from Africa. Africa does not have a structured 10 or group with a schedule of attendance and duties. Arrival in the morning lesson is irregular and unprepared. Friends that have tried to create structure continue to be unsuccessful. What should we do?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have experience in working with the Far East, with Asia, or Australia, or Africa. These are parts of the world that are closed off to me. I don't know what to say. I have nothing to say. We have to learn it, but first of all, we must give them, for sure, we must give them an example how to be connected, to tell them about it, possibly to make clips about the connection between us, to promote these clips among them, so that they'll understand what they need to reach. Otherwise, if they don't have an example, how will they know? Therefore, I'm all for giving them examples from our work, from the connection between us, and this will attract them and push them to be more like the European group, South America, Russia, etc.
Ariel, I know you have some more questions. We move to Africa now, and if we have time, we come back to you. Please, Delis, a question for Africa.
Thank you. Good day, friends. Good day, Rav. I'll carry on with the Africa questions then. In my perception, it often feels as if we in Africa do not have many questions to pose. Does this mean our desire is not developed enough?
I don't think that you're speaking about yourself, because you have a lot of questions and a warm heart. I see it on you in many of our meetings that we have between us. But definitely, humans in the first stages of theirs in coming to know the wisdom of Kabbalah, they don't know what to ask. Therefore, it's written, don't open it to him. Meaning, you need to open his deficiency. He needs to know what he really wants. He feels he's missing something, but he doesn't know what to say. It's like a baby that's crying, but who knows what he wants? Therefore, we must give them examples, what we live by, what we want. And in this way, we can reach a state where we'll understand one another. They'll learn from us. In this way, we can advance them, give them examples, more examples.
Next one, Dilis.
What do you wish to see from your students in Africa?
I want us to reach connection, that through connection they'll be able to pull a good water like out of a well, and to feel to what extent we're all directed toward them, that we want those hundreds and millions of humans that live in Africa to feel themselves as belonging to the advanced humanity, to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the correction of the world. And it all belongs to them also. That's what I hope that they'll feel in the way we relate to them. And then we'll also maybe do a congress in Africa, but in the meantime, we'll develop connections, we'll create these lines of communication, and this is how we'll advance.
Next one.
We miss the Africa women and men working together. They appear to be much more power when we did. What is your view on this, dear Rav?
What? There's some kind of problem working men and women together. There's dissemination meetings of and men and women separately. Tell us.
For dissemination, the men and women work together, but they have separate chats, separate WhatsApp, also separate Facebook chats. But for the most part, the men work separate than the women as far as their meetings, morning lesson, things like that. But for dissemination, it's separate. I mean, sorry, dissemination is together, but everything else is separate.
This is a problem that men don't want to work with women, or what's the problem? Why are they doing this?
They want to work together, but it's only for the dissemination. Before, everything was always together with mixed groups, mixed chats, mixed everything. So we kind of went to only...
No, as lama lo lamshich kach.
So why not continue like this? It used to be like this. They used to do like workshops together and everything. If in Judaism it's a problem, but in Europe and Russia it's the culture. Russians, we know how much men and women, it's two camps. But if it's not like this in the African culture, they can be together. From the beginning, we shouldn't divide them. There's tens of men and tens of women, but the weekly meetings can be common. I think in general, if they can study men and women together and it doesn't disturb them, these sexual issue to study and do all the things, then they can. I don't know. For us, it's a disturbance. There's a great difference between men and women, mentally, the way they relate to things, everything. I don't know the character of those nations in Africa. Their meetings are virtual. They're not physical. So if that's the case, then what's the problem? In Asia, all the meetings are virtual.
If we make a break, I hope we come back to you. Now we want to have some questions from Turkey.
I'll explain what's happening in Turkey. We have a learning center. Every year it starts from scratch. There's 70 or 80 people, new students in the new learning center. And now we have a Turkish group. They're working really well organized. They're disciplined. They're working well. We have a few questions from the friends there. The first question is, what has to be the framework and dissemination toward the 99%? I don't know. I would be very careful in Turkey, especially, to begin disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. It can clash with the regime, with all kinds of other things in the country. Therefore, I ask the friends, our brothers in Turkey, to first of all check very carefully that it won't harm them. We check this all the time. We have opportunities now to give a lesson about nature, human nature, what our nature is, and how to arrange ourselves in the family, at work, things like this. And people want to know, because our friends work at banks and they're organizing these workshops, and people are interested. We have this small framework, and we have friends that open blogs, and they're talking about the connection between people. That's good. That's very nice. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have many things. We are doing lots of dissemination. We have YouTube, Facebook, everything. There's thousands of people. They see the lessons. We have millions of views of our videos. It works really well in the meantime. Every day, someone else joins. So we have two legs that we're progressing forward with. We're organizing three parts of the Rabash, like in English. The second question is, when the evil is revealed in a person, to accelerate the correction, should there be desperation and pain and then a prayer, or should I say to myself, this is how the Creator made me, and that's it? We always have a question, how do we do it? I think that we don't need to wait until we're so desperate, but rather immediately, the moment we have even a slight bit of desperation, to rise up to connection and joy. It's very important. Don't wait till you're completely desperate and it's so big that you fall and no. Why? For what? If you have a good connection with a friend and there's a bit of distance, immediately you need to go. Don't wait until you get so distant that you reach hatred, but just the opposite. Okay? A nice group. Today they're together. They have gathering of friends. The third question, if the whole world has my attributes, what's the difference between the root of the soul? What's the difference between the roots of the soul? If the whole world is my attributes, if everything's inside me, what's the difference between the roots of our souls? That we belong to, like in a body, different parts. Different parts belong to the body, to the head, to the eyes, to the hands, etc. That's the only difference. But also each and every one integrates inside it the entire system together, a mini system we have in each one, which means the detail and the whole are equal. We have it all in one person, and each and every person is a part, special part of the system of man. It works out that it's a holistic, that in general, we have in each one of us everything. One more question, last question. There's attributes for lying, cheating, stealing. Do they remain? How are they corrected? And how to use them for bestowal? Wonderful. Those attributes are very good. Just depends who you're stealing from, who you're cheating. If you're cheating your will to receive, it's good. If you're stealing from it, it's good. Everything that you had in one direction, now you'll turn it over to the other direction. Then you'll be corrected. So they remain. You're a stealer, you're a thief, great, just know what to steal. You're always saying this, Rav, about me. You're looking at me. That means stealing from the klipot? Yes. Yes, it's a great mitzvah, commandment. The more a person is a cheater, aggressive, he will actually become stronger and higher. There was a question that Omri wanted to ask about the virtual. It's not so important. There was a question that came up about friends that sit physically in the morning lesson together, who are joined on a regular basis by a virtual friend. He doesn't sit with them physically, but he's always with them. If he's always with them, then he feels that he's with them. Even in the morning lesson, he doesn't do the workshop because he's in another country, but he's in connection with them on Zoom, not in the lesson. He sits in some country, they sit physically. When they're talking, he listens, not during the lesson. We have to try. Maybe it's different times. To make a long story short, I don't know. These are things that need to be arranged. He needs to be with them in real time. Everyone has to find a group, a 10, that they're with it at the same time, and they discuss and talk and connect. And in this way, they build a system for revelation of the Creator. The physical ability to take part in a workshop when there's groups, he's on Zoom in another place, he can hear everyone and he can't talk. It would disturb. Today with our technology, we can do it. Don't tell me we can't do it. I see 10. I connect to the 10 a few times a day. And we're in interaction. I'm talking about the morning lesson, during the workshop in the morning lesson. The 10 is sitting and doing a workshop. He can't. He's in another country. He's on the phone. We need to check how. He can't be in between them. He can hear them, like everyone, but not more than that. I didn't understand it.
Ariel, please, again, question from Asia.
Okay. The main language in Asia, in Australia, is English. However, most Japanese cannot speak English, and I have a hard time understanding what the friends are talking about in the lesson in the social media. How can we make a connection above the language?
From heart to heart. How else? From heart to heart. But if it's, say, all the friends in Japan want to connect, then we need to take someone who knows the language, let's say, apart from Japanese, English, and even pay him for working for us 2 or 3 hours a day, and then we're connected to others, we get a lesson, etc. What can we do?
FK,
We have friends in Japan. We have Stefan. Oh, there's Stefan.
Well, he's my friend.
Okay, we're arriving to the end of our time. Please, one more question from Africa. Dilith.
I have to choose one. So, in Africa, there are many different religions and beliefs. Can we use this as a means to show others what is meant by love thy friend as thyself? Or will this not bring the correct implementation of connection between the people?
If we will work between us on love thy neighbor as yourself, a group, like say an African group, will it influence all of Africa? Until we see it, it can take a few years. But this force is influencing immediately. The results from it, it's possible that we will need to wait a bit. But it impacts it immediately, and it doesn't disappear. It goes in, and in that you will truly do a great thing for the whole continent. Of course, you can use love the neighbor as yourself. I understand that it confuses, but still, it's worth talking about love thy neighbor as yourself, how it is in Kabbalah, and how it integrates inside it, actually, this principle from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is in love thy neighbor as thyself, that is in all the religions. The wisdom of Kabbalah integrates all the religions. It's the foundation of all the religions. Therefore, if we decipher it properly according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then surely we will see that it suits everyone's explanation. Okay? I just wanted to invite everyone every Sunday.
Owen?
Shimon, yeah, I have a question from China, okay?
Okay, please. Efshar, עוד השאלה?
Okay, Rav, our friends ask, okay, when we gathering without the teacher and without the lesson, how we can personally speak about the wisdom of Kabbalah?
When they gather...
When friends get together, it's good to read an article. It's best to read an article of Bala Sulam or Rabash. It's best. No talking. For sure, you are drinking from the source properly, the Torah of correction, and surely it influences you in a good way. And not to waste any moment.
לא שומעים מה שהוא אומר.
We can hear what Owen is saying.
Thank you, Rav. Yeah, we got the answer. Thank you.
טוב, אני רק, אולי לפני רב, רציתי להציע באמת...
I wanted to suggest to everyone, every Sunday you have a meeting between 4 and 5 Israel time with the whole Russian vessel. It's very special questions. So I want to suggest to all our friends in Asia and Africa and Turkey, I try not to miss this program. It's so exciting. There's so many questions, so many new students, and it's broadcast and translated and all the language on the languages on Sviva Tova. It's translated to English, Spanish, and I recommend to everyone to see it. I wanted to ask you, Rav, we're leaving for India and Asia soon. Do you think that after that trip you'll feel more? I really want to feel Asia, but still, it's not so easy with my age and my work. That every day I'm on so many programs. Let's hope that that we'll begin to meet on a more often. The problem is, no matter where I go, it's very difficult to reach all the friends. They're all in a very great distance from one another. So I don't know. If it was one place, let's say, in Africa someplace, you come and there's no such thing. But 2 months ago, I did a congress in Mexico, so lots of people came from South America. But I was in South America many, many times. I went from country to country. Here, I don't know. It's such a huge continent, this whole Australasia. Where should I go to see everyone? We really hope that next year we'll have big groups in Asia. If they choose some place and most of them will come to that place, of course I will go there, even if it will be the South Pole. Okay? So I want to say L'chaim and all the best, and we will truly meet together. Thank you all. And we'll see you. We'll see you. Good luck. Thank you to everyone on all the continents. Goodbye.